going to be no good. Great job boxing out by Lakin Morris. He pulls away the rebound and is quick the other way. Lakin's going to drive, kick it out to Brooklyn Mitchell. Three on the way, no good. Is going to be rebounded by Fagan for Valley View, and they are back the other way as well.
Another good look. You kick out, a drive in, kick out exactly what you want before you shoot a three-pointer.
Orsby's going to drive it to the free throw line, pull the shot up, and it is pure.
That was a great-looking shot right there. She got to that free throw line, pulled straight up.
She can tell why she helps them as she makes this lead 17-14 Valley View here. Ball is going to be driven in. Jayla Yonker is going to hit Lakin Anderson, and this one was a three as she steps back and ties this game up with 6:58 left here in the second quarter. Lakin Anderson in two for two.
I told you I thought she played really good Tuesday night and already jumped in here and got some buckets.
Seaman's going to throw the ball up top to Wilbanks. Wilbanks going to get it to Jet. Jet's going to look to get inside. Orsby up top. She's going to throw a three. She's feeling it. It is going to be shot. It is going to be long. They are going to get Lakin Moore on the box out as she was boxing out Bonnie Fagan. I'm going to say that Lakin was holding on as she did that. How many fouls is that on Lakin do you have there?
Lakin Moore or Anderson?
Moore.
I've just got that as her
first.
That's her first.
Okay,
yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Ball's going to be triggering her bound with 6:37 tie ball game here in this second quarter. Orsby's looking at inbound the pass. She had nowhere to throw it. Finally gets it in to Seaman. Seaman's going to drive to the middle lane. A little up and under move, and it's going to roll in for her.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest of moves, man, but she got in there and made a good shot off the backboard.
Just like that, Mount Home quickly back the other way as Mitchell tries the three from the left wing, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Valley View as they're back quickly with it. Should be a walk, and it is walk on Valley View. Their eighth turnover is they got the ball down to Jet in the paint. She tried to spin move and just took an extra step. Valley View with eight turnovers, Mountain Home with seven. I think if we can clean those up, get these three start and fall, it could go good for Mountain Home. Mitchell's going to drive, kick it out to Anderson. Anderson's going to hit Yonkers at the top of the key. Yonkers three is no good, short. Mitchell with a rebound, drives to the lane, goes in, gets a foul. It looks like they're going to get Wilbanks on the foul as Mitchell with the offensive rebound. Great job. That is number five. That is going to be Annika Wilbanks' second foul here early in the second half.
That was another – they weaved out top. Free throw good there.
Yep.
Weaved out top, got a great look for Jayla.
Yep.
Just a little short, but it bounced right to Brooklyn. She drove it in, and she got hammered down there. So
Wilbanks is going to be replaced by Brianna Huff for Valley View. Also, number 41, Racy Talley is going to come in and get let. Second free throw up for Mitchell. Good, and that's what you want as a shooter. Get to the free throw line, see a couple go in. She's had some good looks at threes. Let's see if we can do that. Mountain Home is in the press. Ball is going to come out to Fagan. Fagan's going to get it back to Orsby. Orsby to Seaman. Seaman going to drive, jump step, back up top to Fagan. They're in a weave as well with Tally up top now with Lakin Anderson on her. Tally's going to drive baseline, try to find it. Fagan is cutting Fagan and find her, and what a great play by Valley View to go up 21-19.
Yeah, Brooklyn got caught staring a little bit there, a little back cut. Good find.
Nice take there by Brooklyn Mitchell. She's back quickly and finds Anna McCarn on the block, draws the defense to her and drops it off. This game's tied with 5:27. Back and forth game, exactly what we expected here. Ball's out top for Seaman. She's going to drive to the free throw line, take the shot. Shot is up and good.
She's a good shot in the paint, man.
Yep.
She's wearing that out.
Mitchell back quickly for the Lady Bombers, takes the screen up top, hits Moore on the weave. Moore's going to look. She's going to drive on Orsby, throw the ball up, underhand shot, try to draw the foul. No luck. Orsby comes away with the rebound and is out of there with it. Orsby going to go coast to coast against Jayla. Try the same thing. Lakin Anderson with the rebound for Mountain Home. Lakin Anderson back the other way, quickly, off the left hand, no good, and rebound by Orsby. Three shots in the paint in the last 40 seconds, and none of them fell.
Yeah, both teams trying to draw fouls. There's nothing there. Lakin maybe just move a little quick on that layup.
Orsby's going to slow the game down. She brings it out top. She's going to throw it to the left to hit Tally. Tally's going to kick it over to Seaman in the corner. She's guarded by Jayla. Going to go baseline. Lakin Moore with a great help side defense comes over, makes the missed shot. Anna McCarn pulling away the rebound off her knees. Brooklyn's going to come away with it ahead quickly to Lakin Anderson. Lakin Anderson puts the ball in for two. Mountain Home quickly turns the defensive rebound into offense, and they tied this game with 4:11 left here in this second quarter.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed how much they're walking the ball up the court now.
Yep. Valley View's tired as they're going to hit Seaman in the corner. Shot's going to be no good. Anna McCarn going to come away with the rebound. Try to kick the outlet pass. It is going to be knocked out of bounds by a Tally from Valley View. but it is going to be Mountain Homes ball.
McCarn going to the bench here, so we're going back to four guards. Wonder if we'll jump back in a press a little bit
here. I think we're sensing right now that they're a little tired. I think we're going to see them go quickly. Mountain Homes is going to start putting the pressure on as they bring the ball across the wall. Nice pass, Mitchell inside to Livy Fossus. Livy goes up and is going to get no foul as the ball is going to go up. The rebound is going to come away from Valley View. Their 11th rebound on the night.
She got hit pretty good down there.
I think so, too. Valley View content to slow this game down. As the three is going to be hit by Orsby. Rebound going to be brought away from by Yonkers, and she's back quickly with the other way. Yonkers going to take it all the way to the hole for two. Quickly turning away. Great body control with a little scoop. And looks like right now we're going to have a timeout. Timeout right here on the floor before Valley View is able to throw that ball in. Mountain Home gets their first lead, 25-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we are back here in Wynn as Mountain Home gets their first lead of this half, 25-23 on a nice move by Jayla Yonkers.
That was great. Through the lane, little Euro step, finished with kind of a scoop with her right hand. She's a good one, man.
She is. As that Valley View is going to bring the ball across the timeline, Orsby's content to slow this game down as the pass is going to be down low inside. This is going to be to Huff. Huff is going to miss the shot. Livy Fossus is going to come away the rebound. Mountain Home has closed that rebound lead now. 9-11 as Moore brings it back. Kicks it ahead to Lakin Anderson. Lakin gets a little excited, gets her feet going a little too quickly, and just walks with the ball.
She had one-on-one out there, and I think she saw a chance to make a move, and she just got those feet moving before she put the ball down.
Orsby's going to bring it in as Mountain Home is in a trapping defense. They've got Seaman in the corner with it now with Moore and Anderson. The Lakins are causing problem down low. It's going to be passed out top to Orsby. Orsby's then going to be fouled by Brooklyn Mitchell. Brooklyn tried to gamble on the kick out, hit Orsby's hand. They did get her on the foul. Valley View is going to bring the ball inside as Addison Ferris checks in for the Lady Bombers for Lakin Anderson here.
Been a lot of contact in this game. That was probably one of the weaker ones, but she was leaning a little bit.
Seaman's going to inbound the pass, throw it down low to Fagan. Back to Seaman. She's going to be trapped in the corner. It looks like a walk there. She's going to throw her across the middle. Brooklyn's going to get a hand on the ball. They're going to drive the lane. They're going to say, look, back to Fagan. Fagan's going to drive the lane. They're going to give her the bucket and the foul as they say that Jayla Yonkers came across, bumped her with the body. Fagan able to put it in, tie this game with one free throw pending here.
It's two on Yonkers now.
Fagan's free throw is up. It is going to roll around and good. 26-25. Valley View takes the lead in this first half. 2:24 left here. And a great contested game as Yonkers brings the ball across half court. Yonkers is just going to go to work, take it to the lane, and they better call that a foul. If they called the bump down low, Yonkers takes it to the lane right at Brianna Huff. Huff is going to bump. Oh, they're going to say 41 got her.
You know, the frustrating thing, glad they called a foul there, but it was the guy standing out here at half court that made the call. That's instead right. Of the guy 2 foot from him. It was a foul.
Fouls on 41, Racy Talley, as it puts Yonkers at the line. Her first free throw rattles around and no good. And once again, this is what you want your shooters to do. Get to the line, see a ball go in. Hopefully this one goes in for and we can have a tied game here with 2:15. And it does. His value is going to end up 26-26, 2:15 left here in the second quarter. Orsby's going to bring the ball across half court as Brooklyn's going to pick her up the volleyball line. Ball's going to be to the left to Seaman. Seaman's going to be assessing the offense, throw it to Fagan up top. Fagan swings it to Orsby in the right wing. Orsby up top to Huff. Huff, though, tries to throw it out to the left. It's going to go in and out of the hands of Talley. It's going to be saved by Fagan with a great play. 10 on the shot clock here as Orsby looks up. Look like one-on-one right here. Brooklyn versus Orsby. She's going to take a screen. She's going to drive around. Livy Fossness off the help on the screen. Take it to the goal and put it in. She's a great player for Valley View.
That was a really good move. She exploded off that right side.
Mountain Home back quickly as we set up the offense. 1:30 left here in this half as we're going to pin down low. How's that not a foul as Libby Fosnes gets mugged by 22 Brianna Huff? They're going to say the ball went out of bounds on Huff. No foul call. Still going to be Mountain Home's ball with 23 seconds left here on the shot clock.
And he sealed her down there. Got her down underneath the rim. She made a good move.
Fosnes is going to catch the ball. Try to drive it in the lane. Have the ball knocked away. Turn it over. Fagan back quickly. Hit Seaman in the right wing. Ball shots up, and it is good. Seaman puts Valley View up 31-26 with 1:10 left in this half as Mountain Home looks to try to slow this up a little bit here. Get across half court, Brooklyn.
Lost her in transition there, Brad.
Yeah. Ball's going to go to Fosnes at the key. She's going to try to hit Ferris. Turn the ball over. Huff's going to bring it down. It is a layup by Valley View. 33-26 as the clock goes to 49 seconds here. That's the 10th turnover on the Lady Bombers here in this first half. 28 on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. Mountain Home can get up top to Addison Ferris. Shot's going to be up. No good as it misses everything. Orsby's going to grab the rebound. The ball's going to be knocked away. Valley View going to bring it back. They can hold for the last shot of this first half, leading 33-26 against the Lady Bombers.
Got a good open look there again. Shot it there a little bit off the right. So now we just got to play defense and try to keep this lead where it's at going into the half.
Orsby's got it up top. Going to go one-on-one against Mitchell. Going to be handoff to Huff. Huff is going to fake the dribble handoff. She's going to stand and hold it. Orsby's going to catch it with three to shoot. Two, one. She's going to take a deep contested three. It is going to be no good. And that's the way this half is going to end. Mountain Home trailing 33-26 in this first half.
Whew. Turnovers right now. Not getting back in transition. We gave up a three there with not getting back. And we just got to make some shots,
yep,
man.
All correctable things.
We're there.
Well, we're here at half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Trailing 33-26 from Wynn.